here on VOA.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kobe Watkins, Ben Patterson, Bobby Broome. Thank you very much.
That's guitarist Bobby Broome and his trio from a brand new release titled Jam-A-Lot. Live music, including Bobby Broome's guitar work, the organ playing of Ben Patterson, and the drums of Kobe Watkins. The House of the Rising Sun. You're listening to Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Bindert, your host each week for the program on VOA stations all across the globe. Glad to have you along with me. I come to you each week from the studios of WDCB Radio, the station known as Chicago's home for jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. If you'd like to reach out with a question or comment about the show, send me an email. Send it to jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, those two words, but all together, at voanews.com. Another new release for you now, and this is the latest from the rising star. Her star is already pretty far up in the sky. We're talking about Samara Joy, who has taken the jazz world by storm over the last several years. She's playing all over the world this summer to huge crowds, recently performed here in the Chicago area at the summer-long Ravinia Festival, major outdoor venue where the Chicago Symphony Orchestra plays during the summertime. Samara Joy has a new album coming out in the month of October. It's called Portrait. And from that new record, here's Samara Joy with You Stepped Out of a Dream on Jazz from the Heart of America.
Of a dream, you are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly, you stepped out of a cloud, and I wanna take you away from the crowd. Thank you.
pianist Emmett Cohen and music from his brand new release on the Mac Avenue label. The album is called Vibe Provider. Emmett was a provider of music to many during the pandemic. His star actually rose during the time of COVID when most musicians were sidelined and unable to perform live in normal concert and club venues. Emmett made his apartment in Harlem into a performing space and developed a huge online following with his regular events that were live streamed all over the world. And now he's recording frequently and performing for larger audiences than ever before. Emmett Cohen on the piano here with Philip Norris playing the bass and Kyle Poole on the drums. Emmett's rendition of Surrey with the Fringe on top. And it was Samara Joy with one from her upcoming fall release titled Portrait, her rendition of the standard You Stepped Out of a Dream. What a voice Samara Joy has. I'm Dan Binder, along with you for Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA, and we're going to close the program by going up to Canada. Four of the six members of the group that we're going to hear next all hail from Canada, including the leader, bassist Neil Swainson. He's 68 years old, making just his third full album as the leader of a band, although he's played with many, many folks over the years, George Shearing and Woody Shaw, just to name a few. Renee Rosnes, fellow Canadian, great jazz pianist. She's a part of this album as well, as are Canadian saxophonist Kelly Jefferson and trumpeter Brad Turner. Steve Davis plays the trombone here and Quincy Davis on the drums. Neil Swainson playing the bass, and you're going to get to hear him play a real nice solo as a part of this one. It's his original tune called LaGrange Point, the Neil Swainson Sextet, here on Jazz from the Heart of America. That's bassist Neil Swainson, who grew up in Western Canada, but he's made the great city of Toronto his home for the last 45 years or so. Veteran jazz musician with a new release, just his third as a leader. It's called Here for a While, the Neil Swainson Sextet. All original tunes on this new album. Renee Rosnes plays the piano. Quincy Davis is the drummer. Steve Davis with the trombone. Kelly Jefferson, the saxophonist. And Brad Turner playing the trumpet. And they all played for you on a tune called LaGrange Point, the Neil Swainson Sextet. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Binder. Be sure to join me again at this same time next week for another program spotlighting some of the finest examples of musical creativity that come from within this art form we call jazz. This program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, a radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. If you'd like to find out more about WDCB, just go to WDCB.org. Thanks again for being along with me to enjoy the music together for another hour. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. For now, until the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful week.